For those that are in the audience, House Bill 2870, 3351, and 3355, we will not hear today.
How long will we be?
Not very long, I hope. Nope. So with that, we will open a public hearing on House Bill 2914. John, you want to refresh your memory on the bill, please?
Good morning, Chair and members of the committee. House Bill 2914 allows, currently as written, allows surviving spouse of veterans to retain veterans recognition registration plate. As you know, there was some confusion regarding the hearing on this bill last time as to whether or not retain meant whether or not the spouse could keep the plates on the motor vehicle or keep and retain the plates as a memento. So we drafted an amendment. You should have the dash one amendment. Each member should. And the effect of this committee amendment, it first of all clarifies what it means to retain veterans recognition plates by allowing the option of the surviving spouse of a veteran to either continue to use the plates on a motor vehicle or to keep as a memento. And then what's additionally new to this bill that was not discussed in the last hearing was that it establishes the same provision to prisoners of war. Joan Robinson, our legislative counsel for transportation, alerted the chair to the fact that the statute should apply also to this. If we're doing this, we should just do it all at the same time.
Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to testify on House Bill 2914? I don't see anyone. We'll close the public hearing on House Bill 2914. We'll open a work session on House Bill 2914.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Merkley.
I move the dash one amendments to House Bill 2914.
Representative Merkley has moved the dash one amendments to 2114. Discussion on the amendment. I think Representative Merkley perhaps has a conceptual amendment he'd like to make to the amendment.
Yes, Mr.
So
Chair, I would.
In the near future, we will have rule suspension. Representative Merkley.
I would propose that on lines 7 and 8 of page 1, we delete the sentence that begins with upon the death or remarriage and ends on line 9. What this does is this line says the plates will have to be returned to the department, but the department has said that they don't really care if they get these plates back, and I feel if the children of the spouse wish to retain them as mementos, they ought to be able to do so. This change does not authorize anyone other than the surviving spouse to continue to use the plates. Only the surviving spouse is authorized under the first sentence of Section 2 to use the plates on a vehicle. The same change would apply on page 2 of the dash 1 amendment, starting in line 15 upon the death and ending with line 17, Department of Transportation. This would do the same thing for the prisoner of war plates, allowing the children or grandchildren to keep the plates as mementos, but not authorizing the children or grandchildren to utilize them on a vehicle.
Representative Merkley has moved that we suspend the rules to allow for a conceptual amendment to the dash one amendments to House Bill 2914, striking on page 1 of the amendments, line 7, upon the death or remarriage of the surviving spouse, the plate shall be returned to the Department of Transportation, ending on line 9, and on page 2, line 15, upon the death or remarriage of the surviving spouse, the plate shall be returned to the Department of Transportation, line 17. Are there questions on the proposed amendment?
Mr. Chair, I had that same question before, so I'm glad he cleared that up. I saw no reason why they shouldn't retain the plates. And
is there objection,
Representative Merkley?
Is there objection to the rule suspension? Okay, none. Representative Merkley moves that we delete the last sentence of starting on line 7 of section 2 and the last sentence on page 2, lines 15 and 17. Is there objection to the motion? And none, so moved. Is there further discussion on the main motion? Is there any further discussion on the dash one amendment? Is there objection to the adoption of the conceptually amended dash one amendment? And none, motion passes. Representative Merkley?
I move HB 2914 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Merkley has moved House Bill 2914 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion on the motion? We have a roll call vote, please.
Brown.
Aye.
Devlin.
Aye.
Krupp.
Excused.
Aye.
Nelson.
Excused.
Rosenbaum.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Connor.
Aye.
Aye. And I will carry the bill. With that, we'll close the work session on House Bill 2914. Members, I apologize for the short meeting this morning. Hopefully, we won't let it happen again. Representative Bonner.
Mr. Chair, I suggested to Representative Canope, because he had such a workload, that maybe we could take some of his bills and run a few of those through here this morning. That would have made sense to me.
Oh, yeah.
Can't get them all. Huh?
Representative Evans.
I just had some questions about our trip on Thursday, actually.
Okay.
Those of us that are taking aircraft, it's going to probably be limited how much. I'm not planning on taking much luggage. I don't know if we can take much of anything.
Do we know, John, how much luggage it's going to take? Too bad carry on limit.
My skis are out. I'm skiing.
But I'm thinking of, you know, even just a change of clothing is about all we can take. I don't know how many people are going on aircraft and how many are going in vans.
We will we'll check and get back to you. Get back to the members. We'll check and get back to
you. Just dress casual and be done with it. I mean, you know, we don't have to do it.
It's an honor.
Well, I'm saying if we could just dress casual, it would make it easier not to carry so much clothes. What's the normal?
I would like members to dress as they would if they're in the Capitol. The media will more than likely be covering the event, as well as we'll have public attendance. I think whatever is appropriate in your mind. The van, whoever's riding the van leaves at 3 o'clock Thursday afternoon. So.
And
The plane will leave at 4 from the Salem Airport.
Okay, so just the main Salem Airport entrance.
If there's something quirky here, we'll let everybody know.
For those of us that have committee that afternoon that may have a little trouble being standing outside the building right at 3 o'clock, could we possibly flex that a little bit?
Well, we just need to know
who's going
to
be
there, and then we will hold the van. At this point, those members that are flying that I know are Representative Devlin, myself, and Representative Krupp. Is anyone else?
I was flying.
Hmm?
I'm sorry, did you mention my name?
No. I thought you were going to go with the van.
I'd go with either, but it says I'm leaving by air at 4 o'clock, and the notice I got. So, John, you need to tell me which way I'm going. I don't care.
It's your discretion.
There's room to fly. I just room to fly. I've driven that road today.
Devlin, Star, Krupp, perhaps Sonner.
There's room on the plane.
There's room for...
One more.
For one more on the plane.
Somebody
who wins.
Is there any other questions regarding our trip this week? Okay, well, we're going to adjourn the committee. Thank you.